This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma, and I have Chapter 5 of Vatican Abdicator on the way. The Eldred appear to be taking matters into their own hands after first telling BC that humans needed to deal with Ptolemy. Well, now they are. Their ships eliminated UIN ships with ease at the project's asteroid base. And now the Eldred have turned up in Mars's orbit. BC is hoping he can capture an Eldred ship to reverse engineer their tech, because so far they're a little bit more advanced than we are. He's hoping to do that at some point, but right now, he has to see what he can do about Mars. Ptolemy, who is a former member of the ancient enemy, who's thought out after about a million years, he has taken over the UIN, and he is on Mars, so that's why the Eldred have gone to Mars, because they want to take out Ptolemy. They had asked humanity to do it, now they're doing it. But that doesn't mean innocent people deserve to die. What can BC do about it, if anything? We're going to find out in Chapter 5 of Vatican Abdicator, on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. As far as book news goes, Smashwords Read an Ebook Week is coming up. It begins on Sunday. So if you're getting this Saturday, it begins tomorrow, March 3rd through March 9th. It's all at smashwords.com. I'll put a link directly to my profile at Smashwords in the show notes, so you can go right there. My books are going to be on sale, the Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus, the two all-in-one books. Those two ebooks are both going to be half price, 50% off, at $2.49. $2.49 for 1 week only, the ebooks at smashwords.com. I want to thank my patrons for supporting this podcast. I want to thank you if you are a patron. You can do that by going to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio and pledging $2, $5, or $10 a month to help keep the show going. And I do try to give my patrons extra stuff along the way. Although lately it was an off-topic thing. I was giving away my audiobook for Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England to those who wanted it. But I also, you know, give a lot of stuff to patrons early. I think they're going to be getting this episode early, for example. So there is a value beyond just supporting the show. And again, details, you can just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com and look for Patreon, or go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio. As I was mentioning, the Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England audiobook, that audiobook is out now. It's everywhere, Spotify, Audible, and anywhere else you can pick up audiobooks online. The ebook is out now. I gave that away this week on Leap Day. Hope you got a chance to get that if you wanted it. But yes, the ebook is out. The paperback is still out. And I've given it a lot of focus lately, so I feel like, okay, it's had its time. Now I'm kind of focusing on the next Alibi Jones novel. I've been reworking the beginning of it somewhat. And as I'm doing that, I'm thinking, I might be changing the title. I've been calling it the Mortimac War, but I don't know if I'm going to stick with that. thinking something like Lost in the Stars, Alibi Jones Lost in the Stars or something. But I'm not positive on that either, so I'm just mulling things over at this point. It just needs something, you know? We'll see. All right, enough talk. We're going to get into Chapter 5 of Vatican Abdicator next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's three apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com, or search for them on iTunes.
Now here's Chapter 5 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio.
BC, Anita, and the scientists leave the conference room and join the techs in the main control room. How many Eldred ships are surrounding Mars? BC asks as he looks at the main view screen. A strategic graphic display of Mars and its moons is dotted with small blue blips. We don't have a number on them yet, a tech explains. Mr. Wentworth is on the comm, another tech informs BC.
Looks like your war is upon us, Campion, Wentworth says over the open comm. Bound to happen. Your million-year-old intergalactic conflict, as predicted, right in our own backyard.
Our backyard is Mars, I guess, BC says.
We're going to Mars, Anita says.
No rest for the wicked, BC quips.
I thought that was the weary, Anita corrects him.
Works either way, he replies.
We need to be careful. How many ships can you bring with you from there? Wentworth asks.
We should leave some here to protect the base, Anita cautions. 7? Split the forces here?
7 ships. Won't be too threatening, BC says in disappointment.
We have 20 Stinger ships ready to go here, but no crews, Wentworth says. Send any surviving crew members that no longer have fully functioning ships back here to crew our waiting ships. We can team experienced crew up with new crew members and increase our numbers.
What about conventional transspace ships? Let's bring in some regular UTZ forces, BC suggests.
They won't stand much of a chance against those new UIN ships we just saw, Anita says dismissively.
I don't think they have too many of those ships left, BC responds.
And then there's the Eldred, she says, trailing off.
Ah, the Eldred. Well, none of us probably stand a chance against them and their ships, BC cracks.
I'm hoping we can speak to them. Try to keep them from killing everyone.
Comforting thought, Wentworth responds. Hoping for humanity from aliens. I'll get a squadron of UTZ regulars to back you up. Strength in numbers, maybe.
Maybe we'll get a chance to grab an Eldred ship, BC muses.
Really? Krish pipes up. Can I come?
I'm not sure that's a good idea, BC says. I'm not sure there'll be much of Mars left to go to if we don't go soon, Anita tells them. The Eldred have already opened fire. They're surrounding the planet and are shooting down any ships in the area.
Guess we should go then, BC says.
Damn, I'm tired. Can't rest.
So, BC asks, who wants to go for a ride?
Ha, that's everybody. All aboard. Okay, Mars, here we come.
BC arrives over Mars in one of the new Stinger ships along with Anita, Krish, Del, and the ship's 3 crew members. 6 other Stingers flash out of transspace with them. There are the Eldred. The pilot points out a swarm of over 50 light blue dots on the heads-up display overlaid on the bridge's view screen. The dots surround the planet and chase random red dots that appear and all too quickly disappear. A mass of green blips appears off to their right as a 40-ship squadron of UTZ regulars flies in.
Our backup, BC notes.
Green squadron reporting, Mr. Campion.
A young woman's voice comes over the comm.
This is squad leader Lishnikov. Over.
Call me BC, Lishnikov. We're going to hang back for a bit. Why don't you spread the squadron out behind us along the elliptic in an orbital arc, watching for flankers all sides?
Roger that.
The green dots begin spreading out across the display, some disappearing behind their ship. Give me all open channels, BC tells the pilot. I want to try to reach the Eldred. You're on. This is Bernard Campion, calling the leader of responsibility of the Eldred fleet now firing on Mars. Please respond, BC calls out. Can you make that repeat until we get a response? BC asks the pilot. Done. Oh, but we have a response. Here you go. Hello, Bernard Campion. A calm Eldred voice purrs over the comm. We are seeking Dolomé. Do you seek to delay us? I do not seek to delay your quest for Dolomé, but I do seek to delay you from killing other humans unnecessarily, BC fires back.
Dolomé hides among them. We are forced to fire upon many targets. We do, of course, regret this collateral damage.
Regret my ass, BC mumbles. The eldest of the Eldred told me your plague has already killed enough of us, he tells the alien leader. You're going a lot further every time you blow up another ship. When is enough enough?
When Dolomé is dead, the Eldred says in an isn't it obvious tone of voice.
This is Ibn al-Dolomé,
another voice rings out over the comm. All channels are open, the pilot explains. He must be broadcasting to the people on Mars.
Please, remain calm. The alien threat above us can only be met by cool courage and hardened fortitude. This is the time to pray to Allah for strength to hold back these alien infidels. We must fight back.
The message ends suddenly, and a huge explosion blossoms up from the Martian surface below them. The Eldred just blew up the communications center and main government dome, the pilot reports. They triangulated in on the source of the signal. The pilot puts a view of Mars on the main screen and zooms down towards the surface to scan for damage. A crater marks the main dome where BC had failed in his meeting with Al-Salid just over 3 months ago. The view suddenly shakes, and the picture goes gray on the screen. On another screen, BC sees more explosions erupt around the impact crater from the first. The captain pulls the zoom back on the surface view, and they can see a ring of silver oval Eldred ships floating a mile above the Martian surface. Each ship in its turn blasts another hole in the surface next to the original one, destroying domes and tunnels and an expanding ring, surrounding the first crater with craters. Then they start another wider circle around the last, moving outward, creating spreading concentric bands of craters, methodically leveling UIN structures and killing who knows how many thousands of people. This is Bernard Campion to the Eldred. You've got to stop this. You're destroying everything.
Dolomé's signal originated from that central dome. We destroyed that, and now seek to cut off his escape, the Eldred responds calmly.
His signal did, but that doesn't mean he was there, BC shouts at the comm. He could have recorded that speech, or relayed it from a different location. You don't know. They've stopped the bombardment, the pilot reports.
You believe he may have already escaped? The Eldred asks over the comm.
I'm saying he could have. Stop killing people! BC demands. The Eldred appear to be considering their next move. Suddenly, an alarm goes off on the bridge, a quick series of beeps. Everybody jumps at the sudden sound. Private call, the pilot says. From the surface. It's for you, BC. Put it on.
BC, is that really fucking you? Tell me it's you.
Fiza, she's alive.
It's me, Fiza. Are you okay?
Am I okay?
She screams back, distorting the speakers.
I'm pretty fucking far from okay right now, okay?
I've got you on the speakers, by the way.
Great! I don't really fucking care who hears me, okay? How about you get me on that ship of yours, by the way? You know, return the favor?
Where are you?
I'm near the spaceport. I've been trying to get here and get on a ship ever since those fucking ships first appeared. It's been pretty shitty going since those fucking explosions began. Everybody's going fucking crazy.
Can we land at the spaceport and pick her up? BC asks the pilot. The pilot just stares back at him.
You're kidding, right? Anita asks.
Who the fuck's that?
Fiza demands over the speaker. She helped save my sorry ass 3 months ago, BC says to Anita sharply, getting angry. I owe her my life.
BC, there's something weird here.
Fiza comes back.
There's a group of people walking calmly through the chaos. It's weird, man. The crowd's kind of melting around them, letting them by. They're coming this... What? It's him, BC, Ibn al-Dulameh. He's in the center of the group, but they're all moving with him. A bunch of fucking people, walking almost like in fucking sync with him.
Don't get too close to him, Faiza. He's dangerous.
What was that, BC? Look, Ibn al-Dulameh and his zombies are getting on a ship. I'm going to try to stow aboard and escape.
No, Faiza, don't do it. We'll be there to get you soon.
Thanks for fucking nothing, BC.
The connection goes dead. The Eldred move their ships in over the spaceport and begin to blast down at the surface. They must have been listening in, the pilot offers, obviously. BC just briefly glares at the man before he notices something. What's that? Three red dots rise off Mars on the heads-up display. One of the blue dots is blinking. Those UIN ships managed to do some damage to one of the Eldred ships. It's going down. Crashing to the surface, looks like, the pilot explains. Take us down to the surface. Follow them. I want that ship, BC demands. The pilot waits, looking at BC for confirmation of the slightly crazy command. What? BC says with exasperation. Do it! What about Dulameh? Look, he's escaping, Anita says. BC turns to the view screen and focuses on the three red dots rising up. One blips out. As BC watches, a second red dot grows larger, filling his sight until his entire vision is glowing red. BC is suddenly in a world gone red.
Okay, that's not normal.
You, again, here, now!
Closing doors, closing doors, closing doors, closing doors, closing doors, closing doors, closing doors.
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
Ugh!
BC feels a farewell mind blast from Dulameh, but it seems muted. He tries to blast back, but isn't sure anything really happens. BC blinks, and the red clears from his vision. He looks up at the view screen, and the last two red dots are gone.
That was Dulameh!
BC screams out over the comm at the Eldred.
Are you listening to me? He got away!
The Eldred ships continue firing at the surface, the pilot reports. And we've got an incoming call for you again, BC.
Faiza?
No, sir.
Who is it this time?
Ibn al-Salid,
the pilot says, disbelief in his voice.
Put him on, BC says, but keep following that Eldred ship down.
Will do, sir.
Al-Salid?
Campion, we are under attack by your alien allies. Call them off. We surrender. Ibn al-Dulameh has fled. We do not wish to fight anymore. Please.
Al-Salid begs and pleads.
Damn, the guy's desperate.
Greetings, Al-Salid, BC begins. It is Bernard Campion here. I wish I could accept your surrender and stop this. I do, BC says over earnestly. But I'm afraid Ibn al-Dulameh lied to you. Those aliens are not our allies.
I begin to see that al-Dulameh lied about many things, but I am only now seeing this, all far too late.
I have been trying to reason with them, BC tells al-Salid, trying to reassure him a little.
I have heard you. You have been broadcasting on every channel.
Yeah, that's the only way I know of to get their attention. Let me try again, BC says with reassurance.
Thank you. I am sorry, BC,
al-Salid tells him.
So am I.
BC shakes his head. Leader of responsibility of this Eldred fleet, I, Bernard Campion, demand your attention.
You do not demand,
the Eldred voice says sharply.
Was that a hint of anger?
The Eldred ships still pound down at the ground, blasting away what's left of the Martian colony. Eldred leader, please respond. There's no answer. The bombardment continues.
Okay, then. I asked nicely.
Al-Salid?
Yes, BC.
Do you have any ships left?
Some. They've been hanging back, in a distant orbit, out past your UTZ ships.
It looks like we're going to have to fight this out with the Eldred. Bring your ships in and join ours.
I will do this,
Al-Salid agrees. There is a brief pause.
The ships are coming in. May Allah be with us all.
BC looks at Anita and the pilot. Take us over there, he says, nodding at the screen with the Eldred ships firing at the surface. And remember, we want one of those Eldred ships as a souvenir to take home with us, so try not to blow them completely up. Right, the pilot humors BC. You want all the Stinger and Project ships to go? Yes, I do. Lishnikov!
Here!
Follow us in 3D cone wedge formation. We're targeting the group of ships actively firing at the surface. I need you to provide cover fire for us to engage the rest of the Eldred ships in skirmishes.
Roger that.
Eldred ships in firing range, the pilot cries out.
Fire!
BC watches the view screen. Bright laser fire flicks, flashes out at the five sleek Eldred ships in front of them. Advanced defense systems on the Eldred craft deflect most of the blasts, but a couple manage to strike and do damage.
Did you see that? PC asks. We can hit them. The blast that actually hit scored near the engines. That may be a weak point. BC leans over to shout at the comm. This is Campion. Focus your fire on their engines, on the area near the back of their ships. Nothing else is getting through. Their ship begins shaking. What's that? BC asks. Concussive waves, the pilot says. There are a lot of explosions going on over us. Lishnikov, report.
Her ship is gone, sir. This is Wang on Green 7. We're shooting for their engines, but these aliens are doing heavy damage, sir.
The scared young voice says over the comm. Keep firing. Keep it up, Wang. Anita gives him a look. What? Got one, the pilot shouts. One of the first five Eldritch ships they engaged is erupting into flame and molten metal in front of them on the view screen. Hit him right between the engines! Another Eldritch ship explodes, followed rapidly by the last two of the first five.
Nothing salvageable. Damn it. When their ships go, they go.
All right, let's go help Green Squadron, BC says. But as they rise up away from the planet's surface, they find themselves dodging the ruins and wreckage of what's left of most of the UTZ fighters. Shimmering clouds of fine debris mark the spaces where the ships were vaporized. Are there any of them left? Green Squadron? Anyone? Report?
Lucky Green 13 here, Commander, sir. Roger, this is Green 25. We are engaged.
The signal is cut off abruptly. Another pilot comes on.
Green 38, confirm kill on 25.
Roger.
38 reporting. There are maybe three of us left, sir. 13, myself, and 27, but we've taken heavy casualties, but we took out a bunch of them first.
The Stinger ships meet up with Green 38 and 13 as they flank an action between UIN ships and a handful of remaining Eldritch ships. 4, 5, 6. Wow, you guys have done well, BC exclaims. I didn't realize you'd thin their numbers so well.
Yeah, I know. You can't really tell.
Green 38 says.
A lot of their ships, they get damaged, they jump away. If they're too damaged, they seem to self-destruct, destroy themselves. I don't think they want us to get our hands on them.
Probably right. Damn it if they're not reading my mind. I guess it's maybe an obvious thing to their way of thinking.
Don't want us stealing their technology, huh? BC asks his sudden soulmate.
Heh.
38 laughs.
That's a good idea, but I was thinking they don't want our hands around their scrawny, fuzzy little necks. Correct, you know?
Uh-huh, BC grunts in response.
Maybe not such a soulmate.
Anyways, there ain't much left of them.
I still want one of those ships, BC says to Anita. Well, looks like you're not getting any of those, Anita says, nodding at the view screen. Two of the six ships are rippling in the early stages of self-destruction, as the last four flash out of sight. Twin suns erupt briefly and die, as more Eldritch ships keep themselves from BC's grasp.
Commander!
Green 13 comes over the comm.
Those UIN ships are targeting us now, sir. Shall I regard them as hostiles now?
What the fuck?
All channels open? Good. Hey, Al Salid! What are you doing? Why are your ships targeting us? We just helped chase those aliens off! Come on, stand down, please! BC yells over the comm.
UIN ships standing down.
They hear a UIN captain announce on an open channel. The UIN ships break off from approaching the Stingers and UTZ regulars and head back down towards the surface of Mars.
Good. Back to their bases, I guess. If there's anything left of them.
See if Al Salid is still alive down there, BC says to the pilot. The pilot complies with his order. Got him!
You stopped them, BC.
Al Salid sounds jubilant. We ran off a small force and took heavy casualties doing it, BC tells him, deflating his jubilation. They'll be back, and they have a lot more ships than what we just saw here. They'll be back soon. Are your people in shelters?
Some. Some of the shelters actually provided shelter from the ship's blasts,
Al Salid says with a touch of sadness and sarcasm in his voice.
But yes, some of us have survived.
I'll have our ships take up defensive positions, BC informs him. Can we talk?
Yes. I would like to talk about these aliens. You seem to know them, even if you say they are not your allies. I would like to hear what you know,
Al Salid says cautiously. You know them, Al Salid. The Eldred were the aliens attacking you.
The Eldred?
Al Salid questions.
No. Al Dolome called them Kalignaga. Said it meant servants.
Servants? Yeah, I could see that. That was their old name.
Why? Why would I know these, what did you call them, these Eldred? How would I know these aliens?
Al Salid sounds confused.
Damn, Al Salid, what did he do to you?
Al Salid, I don't know if you'll believe me, but you have met the Eldred. You've even been to one of their planets, Eldre.
I have what? No.
He protests.
This is hard to, but there is something.
Al Salid is quiet for a moment.
I would like to meet with you,
he finally says. Where can we meet? BC asks. Can we pick you up? Can you give us some coordinates?
Yes and yes,
Al Salid says.
The coordinates are on their way on a sub-channel. See you soon.
Come off, BC commands. Captain, how long until we can reach those coordinates? Let's see, 10 minutes, the pilot guesses. Good. Come on. We'll be there for you in about 10 minutes, Al Salid. See you then.
I will be waiting.
Come off. BC finishes one conversation and knows he has to start another. Get me Wentworth, please, BC asks the pilot.
Wentworth here.
Campion here, Wentworth.
Campion, there are another 10 Stingers on their way to you. The cavalry are on their way.
I'm tempted to tell you to call them back. We're okay for now, but there's not much left of us here, so let them come. Any sign of the Eldred?
Besides on Mars?
They're not here anymore.
Sorry, just making a small joke. No, so far they've just been out in the asteroids and on Mars. I was following what happened there. We lost a lot of ships.
Did you see what happened on the ground?
I know the Eldred started blasting once Ptolemy broadcast his spiel.
They took out the communication center, and then began blasting out from the center methodically in expanding circles.
They lack imagination, these aliens, Wentworth observes.
They do, BC laughs. Maybe it's because they're a created race. They were made by the ancient enemy to be servants, born to serve their creators, who they later turned on and killed. Well, all except for Ptolemy.
Looks like they're working pretty hard on that, though, now, doesn't it?
Anita observes wryly. It's been a million years, but they still pursue the ancient enemy, BC says. Now Ptolemy raises that threat again, and here we are, the bastard children of the ancient enemy, ripe to follow a newly risen leader.
God, Campion, you almost sound poetic,
Wentworth chimes in with a laugh.
Guess it feels kind of epic. The Eldred seem to be fascinated by our religions, our imaginations, our ideas about love. Maybe they were truly interested in our ideas and concepts. Or maybe they were just studying us, looking for signs.
Our resident expert on the Eldred, ladies and gentlemen,
Wentworth cracks. We're landing, the pilot interrupts. Gotta go, Wentworth. We're picking up Al Salid for a powwow.
Oh, really?
Wentworth sounds genuinely surprised.
And all it took was an alien bombardment. If only we'd known sooner. War makes strange bedfellows, eh, BC?
Wouldn't know. I'm gonna talk to the guy, not sleep with him. BC cracks back at Wentworth.
Wentworth out.
That was Chapter 5 of Vatican Abdicator on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC and his ship, they're about to pick up Al Salid. Rough battle, though. Heavy losses for the UTZ forces and a lot of UIN casualties on the ground on Mars. No Eldred ship for BC, either. Not yet. Ptolemy got away. He's out there now, somewhere. With Faiza stowed away on his ship. And now that UTZ forces have destroyed Eldred ships, it's pretty much likely the Eldred consider all of humankind now to be their enemies. We'll pick things up as BC picks up Al Salid on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. A reminder of the book news, it's Smashwords Read an Ebook Week sale coming up March 3rd through the 9th at smashwords.com. Your chance to get the Vatican Assassin Trilogy and the Adventures of Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus, each of those all under one cover books, are half price, 50% off for just $249 for 1 week only. That's Smashwords Read an Ebook Week sale, March 3rd through the 9th. Again, thank you to patrons for supporting the podcast. Thank you if you are a patron. And if you want to become a patron, consider doing so. That would be awesome. You can do it for $2, $5, or $10 a month and help keep the podcast going. Little off topic, the Ancient Stone Mysteries of New England audiobook is out. Now it's out everywhere. The ebook is out and available everywhere, and the paperback is still out, available wherever paperbacks are sold online. And I mentioned I'm thinking of changing the name of the next novel. I had billed it as The Mortimek War, and that's still a major part of it, but I'm thinking I might go for an Alibi Jonesy kind of name, like Alibi Jones Lost in the Stars or something. So that's what I'm toying with now as I get back to work on that. And I am working on the next Alibi Jones novel, so lots of stuff in the works. And we're landing on Mars on our next episode. I hope you'll be back for that. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thanks again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.